I don't reckon it's a coincidence, Slats, those madcap rampaging New South Wales Blues forwards, Woods, Clemmer, Tamo. When you talk about madcap, when you talk about rampaging, you talk about Steve Blocker Roach. He's in camp with the boys. G'day, Blocker.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Madcap's fair enough, isn't it?
Oh, mate, I think you know, we might teeter on the edge of being a little bit loose, wouldn't we?
Hey, you know, it's funny, Block. It's something we've chatted about Dave Clemmer, about being on that edge, which is a little bit finer, I guess, these days than in days gone by.
Yeah, you're right about that, mate. I think it's a breath of fresh air for New South Wales for a bloke to come along all of a sudden has captured everyone's imagination along with Aaron Woods. You know, over the years gone by, I think New South Wales were in a little bit of awe of the Queenslanders, and poor old Paul Gallen had to carry the weight of the world on his shoulder and the weight of the states on his own shoulders. But I'll tell you what, I did notice a little bit of a shift in the Melbourne game when Clemmer and Woods and Tamo and Gallen came back into the side. And you could see the relief on Gallen's face that he had to just go out there and do his job. He's got some boppers next to him now, and, you know, they're doing the job for him. And, you know, these guys, as I said, they're a breath of fresh air. They don't really worry too much about anything. You know, they're having fun. And, I was always in the belief that rugby league was all about having fun and sport was all about enjoying yourself. And these guys have come in and, you know, you can see everyone growing around it.
And growing around the coach, I reckon, Block. Laurie's seems from afar. He's brought a calmness. He's brought a belief, and he's stuck with that sort of squad pretty much from first to second game, and now to third. Do you see his role as being vital?
Oh, I think it's been outstanding what he's done. You know, New South Wales had to do something. They had to turn all their preparation on its head. And a couple of years ago, Laurie did exactly that. He changed everything. And, you know, it's a pretty brave move from a young coach to come in and do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Mate, the boys love being up here and they love being away, and all they do is concentrate on rugby league. And, you know, there's no drinking culture. None of them have a beer. None of them do anything. I mean, you know, there's scientists in there now. And it's changed a lot. But, you know, somehow, and I don't know how it is, but they've all seem to find a way to, you know, to make up their time and enjoy each other's company. And they've got this, you know, and it's been there for a long, long time, that Queensland spirit. There's no doubt about that. New South Wales have always had it. But what I have noticed over the last couple of years is, you know, the New South Wales bond is a lot stronger than what I can ever remember.
Block, how do you turn? I think New South Wales have only ever won two deciders up there at Suncorp Stadium. How do you turn that rabid Queensland crowd? How do you eradicate them from the game?
I think Flat's pretty right. You try and, you know, go out there and open up the first 20 minutes. You know, is what generally happens in games up in Queensland is they try and ambush you in the first 20.
Yeah.
Try and silence the crowd. That's number one. And try and get on the scoreboard as quick as you can. But I always had a little technique that always sort of tried to change it in the back of my mind that they were cheering for us. So, you know, that's the sort of thing and you can try and do it. You know, look. Once the game gets started, it doesn't matter, you know, all the fire and words and all that sort of stuff doesn't matter. It's how you go out and how you prepare and what sort of impact you're going to have on the game. And all those sort of things stand you in good stead to win the game of football. Now, one good thing and one good thing for New South Wales is last year when they won the series, they won the first game in Queensland. So, and it's the bulk of the same sort of side. So they know they can do it. It's just a matter of preparing properly, which is the preparation. I've never seen anything like it, mate. They've got blokes testing their saliva and sleep patterns and all. I mean, that would have been bad if I was playing. But anyway, that's the way of the world now. And, you know, if preparation has got anything to do with it and blokes sacrificing, New South Wales should win. Because I doubt whether Queensland, and mate, they've been a great, great side. There's no doubt about that. And it's got to be a tremendous contest. I doubt whether they do the same sort of sacrifices these New South Wales players.
Hey, Block, they're not monitoring your food intake or your sleep patterns, are they?
Well, I've been very, very careful, mate, trying to get off the carbs and the potatoes, the rice and all that sort of stuff. But I do sneak one or two in every now and again. But, mate, I generally sit in the foyer waiting for someone to come past and have a beer with me. I just drag people in from the crowd.
You're just going up to strangers now. Block.
Quite willing to have a beer anyway.
Yeah. Mate, we found it quite interesting, and we were talking a lot about this week, last week, this word respect that Queensland seemed to ask for. I mean, it just says to me that if they're asking for respect, we're doing the right thing as New South Wales.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Sach. I mean, I found that, you know, respect is earned. You don't have to ask for it.
No,
you
that's ask right.
For it, you're not going to get it. And, you know, I think it's great for the game, but, you know, all the banter and everything goes on. Look, years gone by, you know, all the stuff that's come into the game now, all that crappy stuff of, you know, slapping blokes and pulling hair and putting a knee in the back of someone's calf and doing all that rubbish stuff. Like, halfbacks can slap or headbutt front rowers now.
Yeah.
I mean, in the day, you couldn't do that. And, you know, if you had a little bit of a biffo, the ref or Gomesall or Greg Hartley or whoever it was, send you to the sin bin for 5 or 10 minutes. That's what the sin bin was there for. You'd come back out and he'd say, look, you know, Greg Dowling, you behave yourself, blocker, you behave yourself, son, and then get on with the game.
Yeah.
I mean, but all this rubbish that's going on in the game now, I'll tell you what, it's really getting to me because, you know, we saw it last week. Luke Brooks gets on a stepladder and headbutts Lattimore from Penrith. Mm. I mean, that would never have happened.
No. No, you're right. So you believe it would release the I mean, you don't like, I guess violence, you don't see many people hurt with a punch on the footy field. I know we've had the issues off the field. So I guess it's just a time gone by, Block.
Yeah, no, it is, mate. And I'm probably a dinosaur and I'm probably ready to be put out in the park.
And just a final one from me, Bock, just about the Tigers, mate. How do you see them tracking this year?
Mate, I've got to say, mate, and to be truthfully and really honest with you, mate, I've been a little bit disappointed in how they haven't improved from last year. I mean, I was expecting them to come in and, you know, Jason Taylor, I think there's no doubt that he's, you know, he did a great job with the Roosters, but unfortunately he's not coaching the Roosters at the moment. You know, these young kids, you know, Brooks and Moses and Tedesco and Sheeran and all those sort of guys, they're backyard footy players, mate. They learn in the backyard, playing together and, you know, they throw different stuff at you. And I was really excited about, you know, how they would play. But, you know, all the structure that's come into the game now and, you know, I don't know whether they're the right sort of side to put that on. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, that Jason Taylor and his team's got a plan down the track, but I just hope I'm around to see it come good.
Yeah, well, a few of the Tigers fans are thinking exactly that. Block, just a final one, mate. Robbie, you know him very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon he'll be there next Wednesday night?
I'll tell you what, mate, I wouldn't doubt him. Well, look, I doubted him in the last game, you know, when he got that separated shoulder.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the x-rays of that?
Yeah.
No. I mean, mate, it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that he played. Even Dr. Nathan Gibbs, who's turned a lot of tough blokes over his time and blokes playing with injuries, and he couldn't believe that he got himself ready to play in that Melbourne game. Now, look, I'm not saying he's going to play, but I'll tell you what, he'll give himself every chance to play. He was there showing everyone yesterday his operation. You know, it's amazing what they can do now on those iPhones or whatever they are with all the photos and stuff. I could see the pins that in his arm, but he was squeezing a cup of coffee and saying, oh, look, I've got my grip back and all this.
Oh, wow.
Stuff. So, mate, you know, he's pretty confident, but, gee, whether he can go out there in that sort of cauldron and in a decider and up there in Queensland and play, I tell you what, but I'd never say never after seeing what he did with that shoulder.
Good on you, Blocker. Great to chat, mate.
Thanks,
enjoy
Block.
The rest of the camp.
Good on you, boys. I always do.
Yeah,
for another 10 years.
Well done.
There's no doubt.
Steve Roach, there. Great to chat with Block. New South Wales, $1.65. Queensland. No, it's the other way around. We've got two New South Wales there. Queensland, $1.65. New South Wales, $2.30.